Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Samantha Moore, a public health nurse with Algoma Public Health. So first of all, thank you very much for speaking with me again.
Well, no problem. Thank you for having me.
So it was a few weeks ago at this point that we last spoke, gave an update about the vaccination program and how it's working in this area, and we thought we would do another update. So I guess I'll start by asking, how has the vaccination campaign been going in this area?
So far, everything has been a success. We're seeing lots of people. At this point, we've given out over 1,800 doses of vaccine in North Algoma. That includes people who live or work in Wawa, White River, Duberville, Hawks Junction, Missinaba, and Mishpacotten First Nations. And we do have about 95 people who are fully immunized, meaning they've received both doses.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. So, eligibility. We want to address Algoma Public Health and specifically local. Locally, it's not necessarily the same as what you might hear from an announcement by the provincial government any given week.
Yes, that's correct. So lots of people have likely probably heard that across Ontario, some regions are now opening up to booking appointments for younger age groups, especially in the hot zone areas. So in Algoma, our appointment availability is completely dependent on the number of vaccines that we receive. So at this time, the demand for vaccine in Algoma is higher than the amount of vaccines that we're receiving. Of course, as more vaccine arrives, and as we get through our highest risk groups of people, we will certainly be opening up to more groups of people who are waiting for their vaccine.
Again, it's best to keep an eye out, listen to hear what the local announcement is. Can you talk about who is currently eligible locally?
Certainly. So in Algoma, we're working on immunizing people who are 60 or older, and that includes anyone who's turning 60 in 2021. Other groups that we're seeing locally include Indigenous adults and their adult household contacts, pregnant women, daycare worker, and people with certain medical conditions. It's gotten quite extensive of who is eligible at this point. So you can find the complete list on the Algoma Public Health website. And the North Algoma COVID-19 Vaccine Collaborative Group also puts out media releases regularly to inform the public anytime a new group is added. And those releases always include the entire list of everybody that's eligible. So those can be found on the Wawa News website. And I know the JMFM Facebook page also posts those media releases.
We do want to make sure to get that information out in as many places as possible, so it's much easier to find.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if somebody wants to book an appointment and they are eligible, how can they do so?
So in Wawa, they can phone our scheduling center at 705-914-0464 to book their appointment. In White River and Duberville, they could phone their local medical clinics there for an appointment.
Fairly simple, and the clinics are just happening at this point. It's essentially weekly and different communities on different days. We're not going to go over the specific dates and times because when you call for an appointment, you'll find out that important information.
Exactly, yeah. And it's very important that we know exactly who's coming to a clinic because we only have a certain amount of vaccine doses each week, so we need to have exactly the correct number of people booked.
While the eligibility may allow somebody to book an appointment at this time, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be coming to the next clinic in their community. It might be a few weeks away.
Yes, exactly. And we're seeing that with the provincial announcement too. It does say people can start booking their appointment now, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be seen, you know, next week or the week after. It could be several weeks before they actually get their vaccine.
But still, of course, important for people to book as early as they can because then they'll have the earliest possible
exactly.
appointment.
Great to secure that appointment.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to make sure people know, understand about the way the vaccination clinics are happening in this region?
Just want to let people know they can always feel free to call Algoma Public Health if they're confused about, you know, one of the provincial announcements or if they're uncertain if they're eligible or not yet. You can just give us a call and we'll be happy to clarify any questions you have for you. And I guess one other thing I should mention is that these clinics continue to be a collaborative approach in the community. So we do have lots of partners involved. Us from Algoma Public Health, the Lady Dunn Health Center, Duberville Medical Center, Wall Family Health Team, Northern Neighbors Nurse Practitioner-led Clinic in White River, the Paramedicine Services of Algoma District, Mumwasing North Shore Community Services Health, Mishpacotten First Nation, Missinaba Cree First Nation, Silico Health Services, and the Municipality of Wawa and Townships of Duberville and White River have all been instrumental in making these clinics happen and happen successfully.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Once again, that is Samantha Moore, Moore, a public health nurse with Algoma Public Health, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.